Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Slacker Show Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, we gotta talk about weird, bizarre birthing stories.
Yeah, we like gotta.
The moment
we're dying over here.
Literally,
talk about it.
Before we went on the air just now, Erica and I were chatting, and she said the number five. She's thinking about having five children.
Oh, I did say the number five. No.
Do you know if you go
Hold
for
on.
Five kids?
Don't say anything weird.
It's like a clown car.
Yeah, there we go. No, I do not any longer want five kids. I used to want five kids, but I am 32 years old. Do the math. It ain't happening.
You could just Irish twin those things and just go bang, bang,
but
bang, bang,
I'm
bang.
I'm getting married in a year, so we're holding off on children prior to that. And then I'd like to be married for another year.
Boom, pew, pew.
I think realistically three is the max at this point in my life.
Okay, but the odds are that one out of three of those kids might come out in a weird way, might come out in a weird place, might have some...
I don't like the way you're saying this at all.
Like, can you imagine? Like, my ex-wife with our first child worked. She was a executive assistant.
Okay.
And super, like, high-pressure work environment. She worked until, like...
Her water broke.
Yeah.
Can you not use that sound effect?
What do you want me to...
That's your child.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't
it's
my child.
It's a medical term.
Everyone knew what happened.
I literally hate you guys.
You just had to mansplain it to everybody else. So that in itself is almost a bizarre birth. Like,
because
you just work right up until the end. Well, this anchor in Albany went into labor just before her morning show. She went into labor at 4:15 in the morning, and she went ahead and went on air.
I'll tell you something right now, you guys.
Yeah, you're out.
In the future, when I am pregnant, if my water breaks at 2:15 p.m.
I'm sorry, if you're what?
My water breaks.
I'm sorry, what?
If my...
There you go. Now I get it.
Not like, be present for the show. I will be rushing to the nearest hospital.
Would you come to the show if you're close to your due date? Or are you going to be one of those, oh, bed rest?
Okay, well, first of all, bed rest is often required and not just a luxury.
Whatever.
I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out.
She did a full, listen to this, work ethic, lazy.
The texters are going to hate you.
They're going to hate one of us. Yeah. 303-222-5423. Despite her water breaking at 4:15, she anchored the full three-hour newscast whilst timing her contractions.
Wow.
How long was your wife, T-Hack, in labor?
For the first one, it was 13 hours.
Oof.
We had like 19.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh, okay.
And then the second one was like not like 20 minutes. So she just.
That's my thing is I'm like, so this woman did a 3-hour show. Babies come faster than that.
If it's the second one they do, but the first one, not necessarily. Because your body doesn't know what to do. Like on the second one, you're like, I got this. I remember this. And it's just like.
Yeah. There were 3 pushes on the second one. It was like 1, 2. Oh, there, yep. Nice. There we go.
There's our baby.
Now back to work, honey. Lazy.
Oh, my God.
What was the amount of time between and baby?
Stop.
Like 13. Yeah.
13 hours on the
13
second
hours. Oh, on the second one? I should know that. Yep. Only a couple hours. Like okay. 3.
So, 2 hours. Here's what we want.
Oh, no. Her water didn't break. That's why. It didn't break, which is my soapbox that I get on. It was like, I forget the stat now, but it's like 95% of the time it doesn't break.
Correct.
And like in movies and TV shows.
They have that weird little crochet hook that they.
No.
Yeah.
What it is. It does look.
What is wrong with you?
It looks like a crochet hook.
You're sitting here speaking to a bunch of women and they're screaming
at
you from their car.
They know. It looks like a crochet hook.
Right. But you could say, yeah, they can break it for you in the hospital. Right, not they do it. The old crochet hook in there.
It's like a. Archaic.
Yeah, that's what happened the second time. But yeah. People should know that it's normal for it to not break. Because I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, like, it's normal.
Here's what we want. Mm-hmm. if you're not too busy texting your hate towards me.
Yeah.
We want you, like if you had the baby on an airplane or had it in the back of a cab or whatever, or something weird happened in the delivery room itself. Like in my case, it wasn't the actual delivery, but I went down like a ton of bricks.
Oh my gosh, that happened to my dad.
I passed out, yeah.
With my and then, third sibling.
Because I'm me, the host of a non-award-winning award show, doctor and all nurses attended to me, and she's just up there in stirrups going, hello!
Do you ever hear yourself speak and think, I probably shouldn't have said that?
No, I don't. I don't. It's kind of a gift.
One could say, if you want to call and tell us your story,
303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text that number.
So my sister just recently had a baby March 9th, I believe.
Okay.
3 weeks early.
Oof.
She hosted a guac off with she and all her friends.
A guac off?
A guac. They were making guacamole. Her husband is Mexican.
Okay.
And makes the most, oh my gosh, he's coming to visit. Well, they both are.
Okay, I mean,
we'll do the guac. I mean, yeah. Okay, anyway, they were hosting a guac off at their home. She's like, I have 3 weeks till my due date. I am excelente.
You see what she did there, right?
Yeah, it's
too late. Yeah.
And then it
came out.
No,
it's too late. Yeah,
anyway, I like it. She was like, whatever, we're good. She was in pain all day. She thought she was just having Braxton Hicks. And they get in bed a couple hours after their friends leave, and she looks at her husband and goes, I think I'm in labor.
Yeah, you're in labor.
Gives birth within, like, I think from when she checked in the hospital to when the baby came out, 3 hours. 5 hours prior, they were hosting a party at their home.
Oh,
wow.
What kind of party?
A guac off.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't really want to try that guac. What's going to come out of me?
Can I ask you, this is unrelated to bizarre birthing stories. If you were walking a guac off party, and with like a bowl of guac and you tripped, do you know what would happen?
No.
It would go like that on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then people would go, did your water just break?
That didn't get the laugh you wanted.
It didn't.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Here we go.
No, you stop it.
TX, the one in charge of sound effects.
No, he's not.
The thing that when my first child was born, because she was in labor for 13 hours, and it gets to a point where the nurses pulled me aside and went, you need to go get something to eat.
To you?
To me. And I'm like, well, I've just been sitting here. I'm like good. You know, I haven't been doing, and like, can she eat? And they're like, she cannot eat, but you need to go and eat.
Why?
Because we can't afford to have you pass out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's bad enough that she can't eat, so you need to go eat. So while my wife is in labor, I had to say goodbye, go to McDonald's.
You could have gone to the hospital cafeteria, you fool.
They told him, go to McDonald's.
No, they
didn't. They don't have milkshakes there.
Oh, my God.
So I'm sitting there sipping a milkshake while my poor wife
Did you bring it
labor.
Back into the room?
No, I didn't. No, because she can't eat. It's, like, good. Really strict. Like, do
you
not
You still
eat.
Came in with fry breath, though.
I always have fry breath. What she likes about me.
Okay.
You know that. Everyone knows that.
You know, if you chew up a bunch of fries and they're just in your mouth.
What?
No, I'm trying to get the women back on our side. We feel bad for you. Don't do
this. I
can't even
make this sound anymore because Erica hates me so bad. There you go. All right.
Yep.
I think we've lost you, but if you're still listening and you have a bizarre birth story, we'd love to hear it.
303-222-5423.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing bizarre birthing.
Wait, can I read this text before we...
Is it the angry one about how you pronounce guac off?
No, it is not. Oh, don't worry. There is more than one text about that. No, this one...
Are people really mad that you said guac instead of huac?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Please stop saying it with a G. There is no such thing.
Can
I read you the actual text? Because yes. I just read this. This is crazy. My doula was my husband's ex. Cut the cord and everything.
Shut up!
Come on!
You got your husband's ex in your hoo-ha for right. Your most important moment.
Yep.
Okay. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Let's do some bizarre birth and stories, starting with Kim.
Yai.
Yai. What happened to you?
So when I was giving birth to my first child, you know how they, or maybe you don't know this, you're supposed to sign a form when you're going to get an epidural to say that, like, if they mess up,
oh yeah,
they're not liable, all of that.
Because you could absolutely be paralyzed. They're sticking a needle into the base of your spine.
Don't tell me this.
Well, everybody does it, and the anesthesiologist.
So this is funny.
Yeah.
It's funny now. He's starting to insert the needle, and he says, oops. And immediately my left side goes paralyzed, to which they realize next to me on the counter is the form that was not signed.
Oh, God.
And in seconds, like 50 people are in the room being like, oh, my God. Well, my husband, I look up as I'm paralyzed, and he's got his arm cocked ready to punch this guy out because I'm like, I can't feel my left side. And quickly, they're realizing that, okay, if we turn it down, do you have feeling? And they nicked the spinal cord, and so I had temporary paralysis. And I had to make a decision in that moment. Do you turn it off and go au naturel,
yeah,
or do you continue with the left side paralysis? And I did, because I was in labor for like 18 hours, so I kept it. But the whole funny irony of the whole story was the anesthesiologist's name was Lance, and we ended up naming our son Lance, not after him.
No.
We had chosen that name prior to this, but boy did I get like,
oh my God, Kim,
did they pay you money?
They had to.
They did not, and it's funny because we were young and we didn't know any differently, and you were like the thousandth person that asked us that. We absolutely should have gotten something. We just didn't know.
And you were like, I just had a baby.
Loud enough. And yeah, and I'm so happy my son was healthy and I ended up being fine.
Wow.
But we cleaned out all the cabinets in the room for everything we could to take home as like,
yeah,
you know,
no, yeah, consolation prize. I got you.
Yeah.
You got to do you.
Isn't Lance kind of an ironic name for
yeah,
someone?
Yeah, for the guy who pokes you with the.
It, yeah.
Oh, Chris!
Yay!
Yay! Bizarre birth! What happened?
I have two.
Oh, boy.
So the first one, my dad is a retired firefighter EMT of 14 years.
Okay.
And he asked me if he can deliver my daughter.
Your dad?
Okay, first of all, never happening.
No. Dad doesn't get to be near your naughty bits.
Did you say yes?
You did. She did, right?
I did.
Okay, that's...
I did.
Okay. Yep. That's weird.
And the funny thing is I had her like a push and a half and she was out. And he said, that's it. And I told him, you're not putting her back in for seconds.
Okay.
Well, right.
You're a close
Chris.
Family.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Heather.
Yay.
Yay. Bizarre birthing. What happened to you?
Hi. So I have a total of five kids, and on my third kid, I was not ready to go into labor. Although my water had already broke, I literally locked myself in the closet. And my husband was banging on the door. He's like, what's wrong with you? And I'm sitting in there crying, saying that I'm not ready to go have a baby yet.
Aww.
And he's like, how are you not ready? You've had 9 months to prepare, and I'm still, like, freaking out. And so that was the beginning of it.
Yeah.
We went to the doctor. Like I said, they confirmed my water had broke, but I insisted on going home. I continued on with my day. I went grocery shopping, went and made car payments.
What?
And picked up kids, dropped off kids. I didn't make it to the hospital till 7 o'clock that night, and my son was born at like about 1-2 o'clock in the morning. So,
you were just in denial. You're like, I'm just not going to do it today.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to.
I
have a fear of needles, and I think that was just my thing. I was just like, I'm not.
And
ready
she'd already done it twice. So you're like, I know this is going to hurt.
Yeah, but then you shouldn't have done the thing that gets you pregnant.
Well, sometimes you do the thing that gets you pregnant.
Do you? Because I don't know what that's like.
Well, yeah, not you.
I'm so alone. Carolyn?
Yai.
Bizarre birth, and what happened to you?
Well, my first child, I was only in labor for 3 hours. My second child still is a pain. It took like 9 hours. But my husband delivered her in the hospital because there was no doctor or no nurse in the office or in the room. I'm sorry.
Where were they?
They were out doing other deliveries.
Okay.
Wow.
Your husband's
like,
all cash.
Like they work for Grubhub or what?
Well, I don't know. This was like 27 years ago. But on the bright side, we never got a bill.
No way.
You just laughed.
How are they going to bill you? It's like... Oh my God, that is excellent. Thank you for the call. Giselle.
Yay.
Bizarre birthing.
So I was on my way to my baby shower and I got out of the car and was walking into the front door and my water broke right then and there.
How many weeks early?
A month.
A month, yeah, that'll
it
happen.
It was awful. So we rushed to the hospital, and then my husband went back to the baby shower and enjoyed the party, cut the cake, opened
shut
presents.
Up. There's cake back there. Honey. What do you want from me?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.